Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code? And I am the supervisor on the floor today.
Hi, Asia. Zip code is 7600.
Your phone just went out. Could you repeat that for me?
76005.
May I please have your first and last name?
First name, Harold. Last name, Katzman. K-A-T-Z-M-A-N.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
4500 Meadowhawk Drive, Arlington, Texas.
Thank you for the information. I do see where our Wi-Fi booster was purchased. How may I help you today?
Well, I did not know it had a recurring fee in there, which I explained to Miss Kira, and I don't want that. I didn't expect that. I didn't see that when I placed the $7.45 shipping fee for the device. So I want to cancel it. She has canceled the $12.27 or credited back the $12.27 to $49.97. I would like to get the second one back. Otherwise, I'll put it in dispute with Bank of America. I'd rather resolve it with you than have Bank of America get involved.
Okay, I do want to let you know, I would advise you to call Bank of America after this call and ask them how a dispute works. A dispute is only a temporary refund until they do an investigation, and your card company cannot override our terms and conditions, so they will do a chargeback on your account. I'm not sure if the last agent explained those terms and conditions to you, but all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If you do not receive that call, then you're charged at $49.97. And all of the information is included within those terms and conditions. Being that these charges are valid charges and we do have a strict no refund policy, I can take a look over your account to see what type of refund I could do for you today. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, so being that we do provide those terms and conditions at the day of purchase, what I can do for you today is provide you with a refund of
$24.98. Okay, I'll take that.
Now, that refund will take 3 to 5 business days. You will also receive a refund confirmation email within 24 to 48 hours as well. Did the last agent provide you with a cancellation confirmation number?
She did.
All right, so that will be proof that you called in and got the account canceled out. If you see any more charges, that number that was given is proof that you called us and got the account canceled out and also refunded. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
That is it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great one.
Bye-bye.